We are on the very last question of the sacrament of the altar. And so that is, who receives this sacrament worthily? Fasting and bodily preparation are certainly fine outward training. But that person is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. But anyone who does not believe these words or doubts them is unworthy and unprepared, for the words, for you, require all hearts to believe. So every once in a great while, we get that question. We get the question of, well, Pastor, I don't know if I'm worthy to come to communion today. And it's an interesting question because most of the time, and this is how it is with a lot of these questions, that if you're asking that question, you're almost certainly worthy to come. Because if you're asking that question, it means that you believe the words that Jesus spoke about them. It means that you believe that this is his true body and his true blood. It means that you believe that forgiveness is offered there for you. And so with that then, to answer the question as well, who is actually worthy to come forward? In some ways, the answer is no one. No one's worthy to come forward. Not a single one of us deserve the forgiveness and the life that's being offered there. But at the same time, because of what Christ has done, all who believe are worthy. And therefore, that is why we welcome all who believe. And then, of course, there is those who say that they believe, but perhaps don't believe exactly the same things that we do. And so that's one of the reasons that we want to double check as far as, well, do you actually believe that it is his true body and his true blood? And the reason that we do that is because the Bible talks about how if you don't believe those things, then it could potentially hurt you, actually. And we don't want anybody to get hurt by something that's supposed to be giving them forgiveness and life. So that is kind of what's going on there with that part of the question there. If you ever have any questions about whether you're worthy for communion or about people coming and visiting or anything like that, please feel free to come and talk to me.